The Genealogy of a Collection, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. I collect something called first day covers, envelopes with stamps that are postmarked with the date of the first day the stamp goes on sale. When I was a boy, a company in Michigan sent me a selection of these every few weeks for my consideration, and I bought nearly all of them. And most were addressed to a CY Shipman of Muskegon, Michigan. The stamps were from the 1940s, 50s, and early 60s. Back then, first-day cover collectors had to submit envelopes in advance before the stamp was issued, along with payment for the stamps, usually coins. Many collectors, including Shipman, used special envelopes with designs on the left side that often explain more about the stamp subject. I came across one of these first-day covers the other day, then for some reason was on a website for genealogical research, and a light bulb came on. On a whim, I put C.Y. Shipman and his address into Google, and I'm now fairly certain that the full name was Claude Y. Shipman, born in 1890. The cover was 1963's Amelia Earhart, and the neat, precise handwriting is a little shakier than the earlier ones. He was 73 then. Life expectancy in 1963 was 70. The dealer from whom I bought these a few years later was Sonny's Stamp Company, fairly well known at the time for this type of sales. Sonny's address was in Fruitport, Michigan, so I looked that up too. It's about 10 miles from Muskegon. Sonny probably purchased Mr. Shipman's collection after he passed away and sold them to a kid in New York. And now, nearly 50 years later, I know a little bit more about my first day cover collection. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.